What's going on, hurdlers? Emily Abadi here. You're listening to 5 Minute Friday. I am bringing forth to the feed something that I shared yesterday via my Instagram, and that is the I am overwhelmed, I can do hard things hour. There's probably a quicker way to sum that up. Let's go with I can do hard things hour. So basically what happens for me is every week there is a list of items that I am aware of that I am also putting off. I'll put them on my to-do list, and every day, perhaps because the item itself is overwhelming, I will go through my to-do list and not check off that particular item. And in doing that, I recognize that the reason I am not checking it off is because, again, it is overwhelming. So what I've started to do each and every week is set aside between 90 minutes and 2 hours to get this thing done, to check off the things on my to-do list that make me feel questionable, that make me feel as though I'm not capable, which is entirely not true. And by setting aside this time to do the things that feel difficult, I am reminded not only that I am capable of hard things, but I am also the person that's in charge. And gosh, what a great reminder, right? What a reminder that even in the moments that we feel overwhelmed, we have the opportunity to show up, to do, to complete. And so upon sharing this on my social media yesterday, I wanted to make sure that I brought it into the feed. This idea of the hour where you handle all of the things that make you feel maybe perhaps even lesser than. What happens if you tackle all of those things? What happens if you are reminded of your capability? What happens if you just get it done? I'll tell you what happens. You are reminded that you are capable. You can do hard things. And when all of those things that are prevalent in the moment are no longer on your to-do list, you are undeniably in a position to feel more free, to do more with your time, to be less stressed. And what a beautiful gift that is. And so this week for 5 Minute Friday, I ask you this question. What is on your overwhelming list, and are you capable of setting aside that hour to make it feel less so? How can you combat your I can do hard things list and show up not only for yourself, but then in turn for the people that you care about, because your bandwidth feels again within your control? And now, a listener question.
Hi, Emily. My name is Betty, listening in from Nairobi, Kenya, and I really love your podcast. My question for you today is, how do you bounce back after being sick? How do you get back to exercising? How do you pick up from where you left off? I'm struggling to get back to exercising after a period of being sick. So please, could you share some tips on how you do it? How do you get back to exercising after a period of sickness? Thanks again, and looking forward to hearing from you. Bye.
Yo, can I just have a fan moment about Betty? Wow. It's never lost on me that there are literally hurdlers all over the world. So thank you so much to listening in to this thing that I create from my Brooklyn studio all the way over in Kenya. It means the world to me. Yes, exercising after being sick can be really frustrating. I have certainly been there before, and your feelings are so valid, Betty. I want you to know that. Now, first and foremost, I will tell you to have grace, right? Your body is so intuitive. And when you feel tired, when you feel run down, that is because you are in a state of repair. So listen to your body. Give yourself the rest that you need to come back stronger than before. And then make sure that as you're getting back into the swing of things, no matter what your chosen exercise modality may be, that you are giving yourself grace. Life is lifing, right? Your body is doing the best that it can in this situation. So yes, you may want to jump back into the swing of things, but recognize that you're doing the best you can with what you have. So be gentle, have grace, and slowly move back into an exercise routine that you know that you are capable of. If you're the kind of person that's going out and running for 30 minutes every day, maybe this means after some sort of an illness, you're dialing back the pace a little bit. Maybe this means that after a cold or gosh, the last few years after having COVID, you're listening to your body and trying something different. If you're a runner and running feels hard, try cycling. If you're someone that loves weightlifting, but the weights that you were putting up before feel absolutely impossible, then listen to that. Listen to your body. It is telling you all of the information that you need to know, and have grace knowing that we have, ideally, some time. Your gut isn't lying to you. Do the best you can with what you have and move forward with, as I said before, a little bit of grace. Make sure you're following along with me over on social. It's at Emily Abadi and also at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.